the biggest, obviously, story in the NFL yesterday. It's that a coach who had been in charge for 18 years in Baltimore, and John Harbaugh, apparently Loop, cost him his job. That kick got missed. Harbaugh is out. And so now we got to look at what this means for the rest of the AFC. Let's state the obvious here first. Any single team who has an opening for a head coach, and there are a number of them, their number one choice, without question, is now Harbaugh. Like, let's not kid ourselves.
It's not even close.
Every single team who has an NFL opening in what was, as previously discussed, a pretty weak head coaching crop this season, I mean, he's going to try to hire Harbaugh. Now, I will say, he's 63 years old. That's probably, how old was Andy when he came here? That's even older than when Andy came here. Like, Andy Reid's what, 67? And he's been here, like, so, like, that's even older than when Andy eventually ended up in Kansas City, who was still in his, like, late 50s, early 60s to go with it. But, I mean, let's be honest. It's better than most of the choices. He got 18 years in Baltimore for a reason. The second half of that was not exactly like the first half run of Harbaugh in Baltimore, but they've been a competitive franchise this entire time. So I'm assuming the Giants, the Titans, all these teams are going to try. But for him, he can just choose the best spot. So, like, in the AFC, it's just interesting to find out who goes with Lamar at this point.
Right. If you have an opening already, it's a no-brainer. He's automatically at the top of your list. I don't care whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Titans, or even the Cleveland Browns. He's at the top of your list. And there was the report from Adam Schefter that there's seven openings, including the Ravens now, and seven teams called Harbaugh's agent, which means at least one team that already has a coach still employed, still called to say, hey, basically, like, would he be interested? You know, we'd move on from our guy to get him. And Josina Anderson has since reported that that team she's hearing were the Miami Dolphins. And so I think there should be other teams. If you're the Jets, if you're the Bucks who still have head coaches, if you could guarantee and get a commitment that, hey, yes, if you move on from said coach, he would come there, then you absolutely would make that move. Harbaugh immediately is the best coach on the market. It's not close. I think, you know, it was one of those where the story came out from the Baltimore Sun, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, that, you know, Lamar wasn't paying attention in meetings and he was playing video games and all that. Isn't it so obvious now who that came from?
The Harbaugh camp,
yeah,
at the very least.
Yeah. And so that was probably an effort to make Lamar look bad and make Harbaugh look better. And ultimately, and I agree with the decision, it doesn't mean that the Ravens are going to be 100% better off. By all means, they could be worse. But you side with the two-time MVP quarterback over the coach 99% of the time. The same thing would apply here in Kansas City, by the way.
Agreed.
If Andy Reid was 5 years younger and there was like some turmoil and you had to pick between 32-year-old Mahomes or Andy Reid, I'm picking the quarterback every single time.
I mean, if Patrick Mahomes went on a news station today and said, it is either me or Andy Reid, Andy can go. Like, it's just not, it's not a decision you have to think about.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like, for Baltimore, it is, I think,
applies for any top,
yes,
10 quarterback, top 5 quarterback in football.
Yes.
This goes for Burrow. This goes for Allen. This goes for, you know, Jalen Hurts even in Philadelphia. Like, the same thing applies.
I am trying to decide how many active teams who have a head coach would fire their, like, would Philadelphia, would Rosen,
no, not Philly. He's won a ring. They won. And so you, like, can say Harbaugh won a ring, but, like, literally won a ring last year. Like,
yeah, no, I know. And has a team that I think has a chance to win a ring again this year. Todd Bowles, for sure, I would. Dan Quinn, for sure, I would. Those are two, yeah, I would let my
Aaron
guy
Glenn,
go immediately.
Dave Canales,
Aaron
probably
Glenn
would still.
Yeah, but, yeah, like, it's funny. Yes, absolutely, Drew. But Carolina even knows they're not convincing Harbaugh to go there. Like, he's going to have too many other better options than that one.
Well, I know.
Yeah, but I would.
You
right,
just posed the question. Like, I think that there's every team that's not in the playoffs and then maybe a couple of playoff teams.
There are definitely a few playoff teams, I think, that would at least kick it around. Like, if you're the, like, for instance,
which,
like, if you're the
team?
Dallas, like, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, why wouldn't you?
I mean, the Panthers is one.
Panthers is one playoff team. That
I think they're the only playoff
Steelers
team. No,
Steelers.
That was the whole thing. Mike Tomlin
just trading the same thing for the same thing.
Texans.
Let me look up.
I think D'Amico's a really good head coach, and he's still early enough in his tenure. You got to see this play
Packers
out a little bit more. No, I think Matt LaFleur is one of the top 7-8 coaches in football.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you think they think that?
I do.
Think people.
Yeah.
I think I saw something.
Maybe it's just the one.
I saw something from, I don't know how this popped up on the feed, but ESPN Milwaukee, they were talking about you need to reevaluate Matt LaFleur after every season from here on out because the clock is kind of ticking on him trying to make the most of.
I will
of
say,
Jordan
I think
Love.
Green Bay is the only other one that I would say would kick it around. Look, from an AFC perspective, Of course, I'm fascinated to find out what coach ends up with Lamar Jackson. He has been one of the four best quarterbacks in the NFL for half a decade. So, yes, I'm curious which coach ends up there in Baltimore. I think Harbaugh is going to end up with the Giants head coach. I don't know why. It just feels like such a soft layup.
That's the favorite.
It just feels like there's positioning, there's organizational stuff that they're going through right now. You can kind of handpick your situation. You go to the NFC side, so you don't have to I don't know why you take the Raiders or some of these.
Yeah, I'm with you. The Giants is the obvious one for Harbaugh. As far as what the Ravens are going to do, I mean, if the reports are true that the Ravens are looking for someone to unlock the full potential of Lamar Jackson again, well, Cliff Kingsbury would be the only name along with Clint Kubiak, I think, that even possibly could do that this cycle. Because otherwise, you're talking about defensive mind. You're not bringing in Jesse Minter to unlock Lamar Jackson. He's a defensive-minded head coach. For the person that was saying, have Harbaugh come to Kansas City as an OC, he's not an OC. He was a special teams guy and then has become a head coach. He's not.
If Mike McDaniel gets in Miami,
Harbaugh's going to get a head coach gig immediately. So.
I also am just not trying to run a retirement home. I don't know how to put this mildly. I don't need every coach on the Kansas City Chiefs staff to be available for AARP memberships. At some point, I'd like a little youth injection into the coaching staff, not just bringing in a bunch of guys who remember, the ice bowl.
I hear you.
But
until Andy Reid's gone, I don't know if that happens.
I mean, Harbaugh's going to be a head coach again, and he's also not an offensive coordinator, so it just doesn't.
He is going to be head coach immediately. And so
him and Stefanski are the top two names on the market.
Yeah. It is always weird, and this is a position that teams find themselves in, because sometimes the clock has run out, and you're stuck in a situation. Because immediately, when Kevin Stefanski got fired from the Browns, and Kevin Clark said this, he put it perfectly. When the Browns fired Kevin Stefanski immediately was the best head coach available in the market, and the Browns was the worst job. So what kind of position did you put yourself in? And I feel the same, weirdly enough, in Baltimore, this is the one thing I would say about Baltimore that's different is Harbaugh is immediately the most attractive coach for any team on the market, but Baltimore's not the worst job. Baltimore's the best job. Immediately, Baltimore is the best head coaching job available for any potential candidate. You have an all-pro quarterback and one of the most stable organizations in the entire NFL. If I was a coach that had been biding my time, waiting for the right spot, or just not putting my name out there, I'm throwing my hat in the ring immediately if they'll entertain me, if they'll take my call, if they'll have any conversation. That's the job I'm trying to get more than any other job.
Yeah, it's the best coach on the market is the guy they fired, and the job he left is the best job. Yeah. Someone was saying Stefanski is an offensive mind. Yeah, nobody said he. The texter said Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Not Stefanski. Yes, Stefanski is
an
offensive mind.
I think Stefanski's getting a job, though, is the problem.
Both of them will be head coaches next year.
Yeah.
One of them is an offensive mind. It's Stefanski, not
coming from somebody Harbaugh. Who's a fan of a team in the AFC North, I don't need them signing Brian Flores, please. I need that defense to be as bad as they've been.
Oh, you're worried
the last
if they hire Flores.
I need that defense to be as bad as they've been for the last couple of years. Please.
Interesting.
Keep that up.
Yeah, I mean,
because if the Ravens get a good defense again, I mean they become so much harder to beat, I think, and they just it makes things a lot more difficult for everybody else in that division.
They might be the Jesse Minter team, you know.
He's the favorite offshore, the odds. Minter's the favorite to land there. Harbaugh's the favorite to go to the Giants.
Would you fire your coach for John Harbaugh?
Zach Taylor for John Harbaugh? No.
Really?
No.
That was a little surprising.
I don't think so.
You think the Bills, if they fired Sean McDermott, would do that? I think
no, because he's almost the same coach.
It's the same thing for the same thing.
Yeah.
I think you can't do that.
I would not fire McDermott for Harbaugh.
If I fire Sean McDermott, let's say he loses to the Jags this weekend, I am immediately looking for the hottest young offensive coordinator name to try to make Josh Allen.
Yeah, but there's only two names for that. It's Clint Kubiak and it's Cliff Kingsbury.
Oof.
And Cliff with Josh Allen, I don't think works.
No, I don't think it's.
And you're
the
like,
right
what
system.
Do you mean that doesn't work? It's Josh out. It should always work. I just don't
think
it's actually
go outside really the box, fit. Though. I think the Bengals kind of did. I don't think Zach Taylor was the quarterback coach in LA when he got hired. He wasn't even an OC. I think to the point that you guys have brought up about Sean McVay, whoever's a part of that system, just go find whoever's up next with him.